Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo! Welcome back another episode, Degenerate Derek Podcast, where I pick five games every week against the spread in the NFL. Been doing it for a few years now. I've had so many new people listening these past 4 weeks. A lot of that, I think, has to do, obviously, with the way sports betting has exploded in America. I mean, it's always been, big here, but it's just more mainstream, I guess I would say. Because there's, like, girls even doing it and shit, which is awesome. I love that. I don't care what anybody says where people are like, oh, girls with football. I love that girls are into football, and I love that girls are getting into sports betting. Seeing a hot-ass girl online talking about parlays is just like, man, I never thought I'd see some shit like that. But that's badass. So shout out to everybody that's new, that's listening. I've been doing this for a few years, the podcast. I've been betting on the NFL since, I want to say, about 2008 is when I first discovered, like, Five Dimes and, Bovada and shit like that, and when I first got to start placing bets. So I've been doing it for a long time. I've had a lot of success, but I've also had a lot of years. It's probably 50-50, to be honest with you, where you got good years and bad years. This year has not been a great year, but recently it's been pretty good. Last week I went 4-1, finally got my record above 500 for the first time all year. Yes, my overall record, 32-31-2, above 500 for the first time all season. First time. It took me 14 weeks to get above 500, so people must be like, damn, Derek, you fucking suck. Yeah, I mean, you could look at it like that. I've had a tough year. I have. But I've been seeing it well lately. I've been seeing the games perfectly, almost perfectly. Had a big win last night with the Patriots money line. Yeah, a lot of people are like, how could you possibly, the Patriots have two wins? I don't know. I just know that the Steelers were, Steelers have cost me some money these like past 6 weeks because they've just been so miserable, especially on offense. And, you got Bill Belichick coming in. I know I just tweeted out, 2 weeks ago, that it seems like Bill loses every week, they had two wins on the year before last night, so I wasn't wrong there. But kudos to me for getting on the right side of when the Patriots get a big win and I hit a plus 200 money line. Shout out to me. I tweeted it out. That's why I'm talking about it. It was out there beforehand, before the game. I said, I am on the Patriots money line. So I'm obviously seeing it well, which makes me feel good about this week. Duh. When you go 4-1 last week, you hit Thursday night football to start off the next week. It's like, of course, I'm going to go into week 14 thinking I'm going to crush. Plus, the last thing I want to do is go back below 500 after it took me all fucking year to get above 500. I'm not trying to, peek my head above water only to go back under. No, I'm trying to get the fuck out of the pool. All right? Get on the pool, get on some dry land, make some fucking money. That's what I'm trying to do this week. We'll see if we can. Before I get into my five picks, obviously a big week for me as a Cowboys fan. It's Philly week. It's December. We had a big win last week. I don't care what anybody says, against Seattle. Big win. Only because, listen, I get it. Seattle's whatever. But Seattle's a scrappy team, and they were coming off a big loss to San Francisco, and Seattle needed that game last week, and Dallas denied them, wouldn't let them have it. I've seen so many Dallas teams in years past where, they win games, but it's usually against teams that are just like, they don't really want it. But the teams that do want to win, Dallas usually lets them have it, especially this close to December. Not this time. Dak showed out, played a great game last week, would not let the Cowboys lose. Wouldn't let them lose. And I really hadn't seen that a lot out of Dak. And I love to see it. This late into the season, going into December football, that's the kind of guy that we need. Can he do it against Philly? He's going to have to come through for Philly. He's going to have to. Last time, a few weeks ago, we were in Philly. We were on the 5-yard line, chance to win the game, couldn't get it done. We need to beat the Eagles. We have the Eagles, Bills, Dolphins, Lions for our December month. We need minimum go 2-2. Would be great to go 3-1. Unlikely to go 4-0, obviously. Can't go 1-3. Can't go 0-4, clearly. Duh. We need to split the season matchup with Philly. They got the win at their house. We need to get the win at our house. Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites. because the Eagles got fucking smashed. Cowboys, yes. Cowboys are the favorites this weekend. Yes. They are 3.5-point favorites, too, which is crazy. But obviously with the Eagles getting smashed against San Francisco, which isn't really fair because San Francisco is going to smash anybody. Trust me. Cowboys guy. I know that. We were there in San Francisco getting the fucking piss beat out of us. Philly was laughing at us. Oh, my God, this Cowboys team is so bad. Only to lose just as bad as the Cowboys did. If not arguably worse. I mean, San Francisco fucking stomped a mud hole in Philly. And it's not that I love to see Philly lose, although I do love to see Philly lose. But, you know, I'm not that guy that celebrates other people's losses. I'm just like, that's karma, bitch. That's karma. Because nobody was talking more shit to the Cowboys fans than Philly fans after that San Francisco game. And then they go in there and they get their fucking doors blown off in their house. I love it. Love it! You know what makes me think the Cowboys win this weekend, too? Is I think the line is set as a trap for you to bet Philly because they're plus 3.5. They're 10-2. They already have one win over the Cowboys this year, and they're 10-2. And they're a 10-2 team coming off a horrible loss. Usually, you know, those teams bounce back. But I don't think Vegas thinks they do this week because they want you to bet Philly. 60% of the money is on Philly. That's why I think the Cowboys are the right side, but I'm not going to bet it. I'm not going to bet it because 3.5, it's a crazy number. Although I do think the Cowboys are I think Vegas thinks the Cowboys are the right side. They made them the favorites. They made them 3.5-point favorites. When the Cowboys are 9-3 and the Eagles are 10-2 and the Eagles already have one win over the Cowboys, I think the Cowboys are the right side. But I can't wait. Sunday Night Football, we'll get to that. I just wanted to touch on that game a little bit because it's not in my 5 picks. But let's get into my 5 picks because I do got them, all right? I don't have my sound effects, so number 5. I got Colts plus 1.5 on the road taking on the Bengals. The Bengals and the Colts are both coming off wins last week. I think they both went into overtime, too, no? I know the Colts did. I think the Bengals did, too. Bengals beat the Jags. Colts beat the Titans. I like the Colts, too, because the Colts last week against the Titans, they went into overtime. Titans got the ball. They kicked a field goal. So then the Colts had to answer. They score a touchdown, win the game. I like Joe Burrow's out. And I know that the backup for the Bengals had an insane game against the Jags. I mean, they were down 7-0. Boom, he ties it up. They're down 14-7. Boom, ties it up. They're down 28-21. Boom, ties it up. Trevor Lawrence goes out at the end of the game. Bengals sneak out a victory. Probably a victory they shouldn't have had, obviously. But I think that guy went like 32 for 37. I mean, the ball barely hit the ground. Bengals were moving. Colts get a couple guys back this week. One guy off suspension. They have been a horrible team against the run. But this guy is a defensive lineman. His name escapes me, but he's really strong against the run. First week back, who knows how effective he's going to be. I think the Bengals are a little riding high because of that win over the Jags that they weren't expected to get. Colts are in control of their own destiny, I think, at this point. And this is a game they can't drop. They're 1.5-point dogs on the road in Cincinnati. I'm going to go Colts plus 1.5. Next pick, number 4. I'm going to go Ravens, minus 7.5, at home taking on the Rams. So the Rams have won like 2 or 3 in a row. You know, they haven't given up yet. But now they got to go into Baltimore, a team coming off a bye. I think Harbaugh's like 12-3 off a bye or something like that. Something, you know, this guy didn't fuck around. He's like an Andy Reid coming off a bye week. Ravens are good on both sides of the ball and special teams. And the West Coast team's got to go to the East Coast and play a noon kickoff. And it's an NFC team against the Ravens beat the fuck out of NFC teams. The Ravens, go look at it. Lamar Jackson beats the fuck out of NFC teams. That's why this number's so high and because the Ravens are probably the second best team in football. Ravens and 49ers could easily be the Super Bowl this year. But I like the Ravens this week, minus 7.5. I usually don't like numbers that are that big, but I do think this Ravens team has proven themselves to be really solid, really good, top 2 team in the league, taking on a Rams team that, you know, not quite what they used to be. They got to go travel all the way to the East Coast. I like Ravens minus 7.5. Next pick. Shout out my boy Kush. He's going to not like this one. But I got Vikings -3 on the road taking on the Raiders. Strictly because I think coaching here. I think coaching here plays is the difference. Vikings seem to have a really good coaching staff. I mean, they Kirk Cousins went down. They brought in Dobbs, and they've just kept, you know, they've kept putting together wins. I think the Vikings are coming off a bye, going into Las Vegas. Feel like they're the better team. I feel like they got the better coaching staff. Give me the Vikings -3 on the road, take on the Raiders. Sorry, Kush. Next game, number two. I'm going to take the Chargers -2.5 at home, taking on the Broncos. Chargers have been an incredible disappointment. They just put up 6 points last week against New England, but got the win. They won 6-0. They're 5-7 on the year. They got a little bit of, you know, they can do a little something on offense, even though they didn't do it last week. Broncos were dead. The Broncos were dead, and then they became the hottest team in football, and then they lost last week to the Texans. I got to give credit to the Broncos for somewhat climbing up out of that hole that they were in, where they were losing by 70 to the Dolphins, to people, some teams actually having a little bit of respect for them. But I think they lost last week to the Texans, and I think they're going to have a season-ending loss this weekend to the Chargers. I like the Chargers in this spot, -2.5 at home, taking on the Broncos. Okay? My favorite pick of the weekend is the Chiefs -1.5 at home, taking on the Bills. I know that people think that the Bills are going to come in and put up a fight, but the Chiefs are 8-4. They got to get it going, all right? They're losing games that they feel like they probably shouldn't lose. Last week, that was a brutal loss they had to the Packers. Now, you got to give the Packers credit. They've gotten better all year. They seem to be really gelling as a team on both sides of the ball, and it was just too much. Chiefs just couldn't get it done. Now they got to play the Bills, but they're back at home in Arrowhead. It's just bad news for the Bills, especially because the Chiefs lost last week. You know, I would say the Bills had a better shot if the Chiefs were sitting at like 10-2 or maybe even 9-3, they'd have a better shot. But with the Chiefs only having 8 wins and 4 losses, it just doesn't seem like a Chiefs team as of recent. And I definitely see the Chiefs winning this game. Maybe it's close. Maybe it's a good game. Maybe they win by a field goal. But with the point spread only being 1.5, I'm going to take the home favorite in that game. So I'll go Chiefs -1.5. So those are my 5 picks. Again, 4-1 last week. I had the Patriots money line last night. I'm finally above 500. Things are going my way. Will that continue in week 14? You just don't know until the games are played. You just don't know. But do I feel good about it? Like, where's my level of confidence? You know, I'm always honest with you guys. Like, man, I just don't know what's going to happen this week. Or, man, I feel really confident this week. I feel very confident in my place. Again, my 5 picks. Colts +1.5. Ravens -7.5. Vikings -3. Chargers -2.5. And Chiefs -1.5. I typically don't like to have 4 favorites. But I feel good about the picks. I don't like it when I put them together and it's like I got 4 favorites and 1 dog. I'm usually a dog kind of guy. Maybe I don't be a dog kind of guy because I've had a shit kind of year. So maybe the favorites is a good sign. I don't know. I like my picks though. I really do. That's just, I feel confident about it. Being open and honest, that's where I'm at. Any other games that I need to cover this week? I know you guys like when I do that. San Francisco -10.5 at home taking on Seattle. I just don't know who can hang with San Francisco when they're healthy. I just don't see a team really that can. This team is absolutely going to win the Super Bowl. They're fucking badass. I hate saying that. I hate the 49ers. They're, you know, our outside of our division, they're our biggest rival, but we never beat them. So it's hard to call somebody a rival when you never beat them. But they're our nemesis, maybe. Texans, Jets, I went back and forth on this game because I like the Texans, obviously with C.J. Stroud and all the turmoil that's up at New York, but I don't know. I just really don't. That game went from +6 to +3.5. Does a lot of that have to do with Zach Wilson playing? Probably. Jets have been so bad, but they're good on defense. Texans were, you know, Texans are 7-5 on the year, by the way. 7-5. That's crazy. They've got some big wins this year. They got to go into New York. I like the Texans, but they didn't make my card because I didn't like them that much where I was overly confident. Carolina, Saints, don't care. Jags at Browns. I like the Browns -3. Detroit at Chicago. Obviously, I like the Lions -3. And Tampa Bay on the road taking on Atlanta. I'd probably take Tampa there +2.5. Is there anything else? No, all the other games are on my card. So, yeah, those are it. That's week 14, okay? All right. We'll see how it goes. Again, Colts +1.5. Ravens -7.5, Vikings -3, Chargers -2.5, and Chiefs -1.5. That is my card for week 14 in the NFL. Again, thank you so much. I got so many new people that have been listening and downloading, and welcome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the support all year. It's been a great season. Probably my best season with download and subscribers and stuff like that. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for the support. Hopefully we can have a great week 14. Good luck out there. I'll be back on Monday. We'll recap everything that happened. All right? Have a good one.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.